Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kilkenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. In the second of our two short talks on Greig na Mana, we are going to look at the works of the noted O'Leary family, and they consist of the brothers Patrick, William and Edward and their cousin John. And the content I'm reading, we're indebted to the works of our late colleague and librarian Teresa Donoghue, and the words I speak are hers. We'll start with Patrick O'Leary. Patrick O'Leary was born in Greig na Mana. He was an old historian and archaeologist and was the eldest of a family quartet, including his brothers, the Reverend Edward O'Leary, William O'Leary, and his cousin John O'Leary, who dedicated their lives to the cultural advancement of their native valley. This quartet had been described, not without some justification, as the four masters of the Barrow Valley. Much of his time was devoted to the study of local history and traditions, and he was the author of several booklets of local interest. He was also a collector of old Irish airs and ballads, many of which were included in the publications of the late William Joyce. He was a contributor to the Journal of the Royal Society of Antiquaries of Ireland. From his early youth, he was dedicated to the preservation and restoration of the Cistercian Abbey of Dushk, and with the late Father MacDonald collaborated in re-roofing the eastern portion now known as the Mortuary Church. A plaque to commemorate his memory is inserted in the east wall of the abbey, which he loved so well. He died on the 13th of August, 1931. William O'Leary was also born in Greig na Mana about 1860. As a young man, he spent many years in business in Dublin, where he became deeply involved in the Gaelic League movement. He was a great lover of the Irish language and spent many holidays on the Aran Islands. There, his knowledge of Irish was made available in his native town, where he taught the language to a group of local enthusiasts at a time when it was not popular to do so. In Dublin, his leisure hours were spent in the National Library and in Marsh's Library, where his industry brought light many facts which later formed the basis for his booklets and articles. He was a frequent contributor to the Irish Rosary, and his many poems and articles appeared in the local press and journals. He also contributed to the Irish Book Lure and Carloviana. William O'Leary died on the 24th of April 1925 and is buried under the east window of the Abbey Church at Greig na Mana. And the third brother was Edward O'Leary. Again, a native of Greig na Mana, County Kilkenny, the Reverend Edward O'Leary was born on the 7th of April 1861. Educated locally and after Patrician College, Mount Rath, he entered the Augustinian Order at Orla, County Dublin, on the 24th of October 1881. His simple profession took place on the 13th of November 1882 and his solemn profession on the 16th of November 1885. He was ordained at the Church of the Three Patrons, Ratgar, on the 27th of December 1886 and served in London, Callan, Feathered, Dungarvan, New Ross and Ballyhaunas. He was a Master of Novices and Professor in Orla for some years. He died in Feathered on the 3rd of December 1932. Like his brothers William and Patrick, he was devoted to his native area. He was a lover of nature, a lover of music and was a writer of some beautiful lyrics that appeared from time to time in current periodicals including Irish Monthly, Irish General and the Good Council College Annual. His delightful little pamphlet entitled Sylvester's Adventure is an imaginative nature story of how a schoolboy, by some mystical influence, acquired a knowledge of the language of birds. The scene is laid in and around Greig na Mana. Two little songs were also included, the one entitled The Thrush's Song and the other The Fair Woods of Drummond, of which the words and music are Father O'Leary's. He was an enthusiast in historical research, and his work in connection with the character and documents related to the history of the Cistercian Abbey of Dushk are most valuable. At Feathered, his services were also appreciated by the antiquarian societies visiting the monument of the town. For his industry, he had thrown much light on the storied ruins of the venerable Augustinian Abbey. Father O'Leary will be long remembered not only for the saintliness of his life, but for his truly priestly zeal in his sacred ministry. And finally, we're going to look at the life of their cousin, John O'Leary. John O'Leary was born in Greig na Mana and lived there for 93 years until his death on the 30th of March, 1961. He was the last surviving member of the three O'Leary historians, William, Patrick and John. Like his cousins, he was buried under the east window of the Abbey Church. The artist, musician, scholar and historian were all combined in this great man. In his youth, he assisted in the restoration of many of the intricate carvings which appear on the west end of the nave of the Abbey Church. The monks' heads which support roof columns in the priest's vestry were likewise carved by him with a penknife and the back of a spoon assisted by candlelight. He illustrated many of the pamphlets and booklets published by his cousins. Pen sketches of the Abbey which appeared in the Irish Rosary are outstanding memorials of this gifted artist. He had the gift of reproducing scenes of pictorial form, as his pictures of the drowning of the monks at Tinahinch Castle is an example. His pictures of a penal day altar at St. Mullins and Mass being celebrated here, together with the impressions of the town in his early days, are unfortunately not available. He was a founding member of the Revived Kilkenny Archaeological Society and its president from 1946 to 61. He published many articles in the journals of the society and in the local press.